This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. In the wake of reports that Egypt was considering providing rockets to Russia, Congressman Jason Crow is calling for the United States to re-examine its relationship with its longtime Mideast ally.
We shouldn't be spending $1.4 billion a year to assist them with their military and their modernization efforts if they're then going in the back door and looking at sending weapons and equipment to Russia. I mean, that is not the type of friend or alliance that I think we need to have. And we should do a full analysis of what we're doing and why we're doing it and whether or not we need to hold some folks accountable.
Dozens of military documents, including reports on the war in Ukraine, were recently leaked from the Pentagon. Crow represents Colorado's 6th District. Some Montezuma County residents spent Easter Sunday placing thousands of sandbags. Spring runoff threatens a neighborhood of Dolores and likely destroyed a high school gym floor. Superintendent of Schools Reese Blinko.
We have water just literally coming up, percolating up. And we literally had to bore a hole and get into our French drain system underneath the gym floor. And now we're trying to pump that water out as fast as we can, too. But it looks like the floor is going to be lost.
Snowpack in that region of southwest Colorado is at nearly twice the average. And Denver's FBI office is warning travelers and shoppers to avoid using public chargers. Officials say fraudsters have found ways to use charging stations at airports, hotels, and shopping centers to introduce malware and monitoring software onto devices. The agency says you should carry your own charger and plug directly into normal outlets instead. This is CPR News.